Welcome to The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Is there such a thing as a DUI law that's too harsh? In a few minutes, you'll meet two Washington lawmakers who agree on a lot, but have different solutions to the problem of impaired driving. I hope you can stay tuned for that. First, our top story today. Business leaders are meeting with Seattle city officials this afternoon to discuss what is going on with the streetcar. You will recall Mayor Jenny Durkan is a month past her due date for a decision on whether to continue the streetcar expansion. The expansion would connect the lines at South Lake Union and First Hill right through downtown Seattle. KUOW reporter Carolyn Adolph has been following this story. Welcome, Carolyn.
Well, hello.
Remind us, will you, what is the holdup with the streetcar?
The holdup is that this is a $177 million project that is already in the red to the tune of $23 million without a rail line on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's over budget already, and there are big questions about whether this is going to be worth the investment to build it and the public money that's going to be required to operate it. There's this internal review, and it includes the city budget office and the transportation department. And then the mayor has also hired this accounting firm, KPMG, and she's had them in and out of her office a few times. So all of this has been going on, though, kind of out of public sight while we're awaiting a decision.
And many businesses are keenly awaiting that decision. They'd like to know what's going to happen here. And I said there's a meeting today. What are they discussing?
Well, they're going to be discussing, I mean, the businesses have been there, are going to be going there because they've been pounding on the door for months trying to get input into this. I mean, we're talking about a broad coalition of businesses, everybody from Vulcan Real Estate to merchants in Chinatown and Pioneer Square.
So they don't just want to know what's going to happen. They have a very keen interest in lobbying for certain outcomes here.
They have things to say. They want to lobby for an outcome that they believe they were promised.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this connector line that's going to run between the two completely disconnected lines, First Hill and South Lake Union. They're saying, look, yeah, the system's not working so well now, but with the connector, we can start to move tourists to Pioneer Square. There's so much more we can do, and you promised. But they've been trying to get this foot in the door, and they can't get a meeting with the mayor. And when they write a letter to the mayor, a deputy mayor responds. They're just apoplectic.
Horrors.
Horrors. What, we're chopped liver now? What is this?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so they just want to get into the mayor's office, they say, and help.
Mm-hmm.
Don Blakeney is the vice president of advocacy at the Downtown Seattle Association. And he says he knows the mayor's got a complex choice ahead, but the business community was promised this streetcar.
How do you look at the realities of budgeting and increased costs for construction, but also maintain that integrity and those promises that were made? It takes creative thinking and leadership, and I think it's totally possible to do, but it takes bringing the community together to figure out how to solve these things.
So today they're not really getting that, though. They're going to get a meeting with another deputy mayor and the interim head of the city transport department. And so, you know, but they might get some insight as to what the big holdup is. What are some of the deep issues that all of these reviews may be uncovering? We simply don't know.
Well, you told us the city has hired this accounting firm. Mm. And what do we know about how this accounting firm is reviewing the streetcar bidding?
Well, we don't know very much, actually. We know that they have made a forecast for how much the connector line is going to make the whole system be more effective. But why, again, is an accounting firm reviewing a transportation project that hasn't been 100% explained? Is this a flag? So what triggered that? There are a lot of questions. And the city budget office, that's an interesting place to get input because they've been predicting a decline in construction revenue. So that's a larger discussion as well. Is there going to be money to pay for this thing going forward?
As the Seattle boom inevitably cools a bit and construction revenue slows. Uh-huh.
Right.
So the mayor's office is meeting with these businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And does that indicate to us that maybe there is finally an overdue decision coming on the streetcar?
Well, it doesn't necessarily. It could just be an attempt to mollify and calm the grumbling. I want you to hear some of the grumbling. This is Keith Kyle. Now, he's not from the business community. He's the executive director of Seattle Subway, and he's a transit advocate. But I met him at the Downtown Seattle Association. They called him in.
This is entirely a black box. How this decision is being made, who the mayor is listening to, what's even really going on, we don't have any idea of any of the answers to those questions. And that's a big concern when this has been a public issue this long, to still not have those answers.
And that nervousness has been accentuated by the city's announcement that it's starting to put back parking spaces it took away, anticipating construction of the streetcar line.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it was pending a decision about the connector. So that does not sound like good news to Keith Kyle. Also, due to the good influence of KUOW, we put some pressure on them. Seattle released full ridership data.
Uh-huh.
That shows that there has, you know, right now the two streetcar lines are moving 5,000 people on average a day. That's about the same as they were moving 2 years ago. So that's, you know, that isn't the most stellar thing. Of course, advocates like Keith Kyle say the connector will change everything.
Yes. So the mayor's office is having this meeting, and there are some questions about what the mayor's thinking on this. Why is it so hard to know what she's going to do, get that meeting with the mayor? And Carolyn, you were struck by something that Mayor Durkan said recently.
Right, and it was right in front of you and me and the listeners of The Record. You know, she came on The Record in April, a month after putting this streetcar project on hold, and she was talking about how the city was fiscally off the rails, mm-hmm, because it was set to spend beyond its means for the next 2 years.
We have been planning for reducing our budget since I walked in the door.
Yes.
I've asked every one of my department heads to give me a budget that was lower, and we're even paring that back, because if we look at the projections going forward, we know we have to live within our means. So we have to be looking out at a 3- and 5-year scenario. So yes, it's going to be the year of fiscal discipline.
What is the biggest budget cut coming?
I wouldn't say the biggest budget cut, but I would say you will see across all departments reductions.
I'm so glad you asked about that biggest budget cut question,
mm-hmm,
because look what it revealed. It's a 3- to 5-year reduction scenario, reductions across departments, but not necessarily budget. That means stuff like projects. Mm-hmm. The streetcar's caught up in this, and it's a signal of a big tidal shift. You know, this gravy train that we've had with this boom is starting to grind to a halt, and it's going to have consequences, possibly for the Seattle streetcar.
That's KUOW reporter Carolyn Adolph. Carolyn, thanks a lot for that.
Hey, fun.
And if you'd like some more details in the story, and it really is a story, you can think of it that way, right? We have an interview airing soon. It's a natural history of the Seattle streetcar from pre-1900 to where, as Carolyn just described, where we are today with that streetcar line. Stay tuned to The Record on KUOW.